Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Brian Lehrer Show isn't coming to you live today. Instead, we've compiled some of our recent economic empowerment segments. As the economy worsens, we've been trying to do segments that offer advice and community support on how to navigate these tough times. We'll continue to cover the crisis and connect each other to each other in the coming weeks and months. But for now, here are some recent highlights. You call 411 when you forget a phone number, 311 when that bus keeps idling outside your window, 911 when lives are at stake. And for the next week, at least, there's a new number in town, the Your Money Helpline. It's a joint project of the city's Department of Consumer Affairs, Office of Financial Empowerment, the Daily News, and the City University of New York. And we are joined now by Jonathan Mintz, who is the Commissioner of Consumer Affairs in New York City, and Kathy Mann, Executive Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning.
And for the next few minutes, we will be your money helpline, an extension of this program, of their program, here on this program for a little while, and take your calls with your financial questions at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And just to give you a few examples of the kinds of questions they've been answering, the Daily News today has three of the most common questions that they have been getting. The first one is, we're both working, but we can't pay all our bills each month. What do we do? So, Kathy Mann, what do they do?
Well, I mean, that's a very common question that's been coming in, Brian. And our counselors who are on the lines and our call takers are really spending some time with the callers to figure out exactly what the issues are. The first step, of course, is, although it sounds a little bit trite, it's the most basic and the most important, which is, do you currently have a budget? Have you done a budget recently? And really not so much just to say, go sit down and make a list of all of your income and expenses, but really sort of try to figure out as part of that process if there are some of those costs that might be more flexible expenses. Are there ways that you could be cutting things out of your budget? Are there ways that you could be sort of changing certain of your habits or some lifestyle choices to be able to find a little bit more in your budget each month? There's also, of course, the case in which when people do those budgets and they do find that their essential costs really are so high, if their incomes are quite low, this is really an opportunity for us to inform people that there might be benefits that they're eligible for. And, of course, the city has developed a benefit screening tool called Access NYC, and we're able to direct people to that to find out what they might be able to take advantage of.
And as your calls are coming in at 212-433-WNYC, I see that the other two hot questions of the day, that's how the Daily News put the headline on it, the three hot money topics of day one. Is that day one because you're doing this
that's
for
right.
a week in
All
the
week
Daily
long.
News?
Right.
Okay, so that was question one. The second one was, my mortgage payments are too high because I pay 9.9% interest. What should I do? And the other one was, my interest rate on my credit card is high. I want to lower it. What do I do? I'm going to ask you about that one in a second. But again, the phone number, if you want to ask a question of our guests along these lines, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And I'll bet a lot of people don't realize that they can do anything to lower their credit card interest rates.
I think that's right. There's a sort of a common answer that runs through both of those questions, which is that people should be reaching out to the people to whom they owe money, either if they're late with payments. A lot of the we got over 2,300 calls yesterday. A lot of those calls also were people who were behind in some of their payments, whether it was credit card or mortgage. And I think a lot of people were sort of waiting for something more magic to happen before they tried to fix the problem. And one of our first pieces of advice to people is to be sure to contact your lenders, not to ignore notices of overdue payments. And in many cases, they stand ready to renegotiate those terms. They want their money. They don't want your house.
As we've been doing many segments to help people affected by the recession, this is one of the themes, Kathy, that keeps emerging. You can negotiate with people who maybe you didn't think you could negotiate. When you're getting laid off, you can negotiate your severance pay. You may not get what you're asking for, but you may get something more than you were being offered. You may be able to negotiate COBRA payments as you're being laid off, that they'll cover your health care costs for a period of time, your health insurance. And you guys are saying, yeah, you can negotiate what you think is the mortgage rate that you signed on the dotted line for, as well as your credit card interest rates.
That's exactly right. I think fundamental to all of these questions is and to the answers to these questions is really that element of sort of self-empowerment and trying to get people feeling like they can take control of their finances. There's a lot of things hitting people from all directions right now. And in each aspect of everything they're dealing with on all aspects of their finances, there really is room for negotiation. As the commissioner says, mortgage lenders don't want to own their home, the individual's home. They are beginning to negotiate. There's a lot of opportunities for people to do it. And part of what we're trying to do with the helpline is really get people on the phone who may be for the first time even talking about these issues, to be talking to a counselor and a call taker who's spending some time sort of giving them the confidence that they might need to go back out to their creditors and start negotiating.
And Ann in Norwalk has a story along these lines, I think. Hi, Ann. You're on WNYC.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. I just wanted to say that I noticed that my credit card rate had crept way up. So I called, and then they said, yes, it had gone up to 18 or 19 or 20, something like that. And I said, well, can I lower it? And they said, well, let me see if we can talk to someone. And I was put on hold. Then they came back and said, yes, we can give you 11%. I said, well, you know, I have another deal with another company, so I'm not sure that's really good enough. Oh, well, maybe there's one more thing we can do. And they went again and left me hanging and with music. And then we can give you 9%.
Huh.
Is that all right? And, I mean, so people don't know that they can do this.
You've got a big, broad smile from the Commissioner of Consumer Affairs, Jonathan Mintz.
I'm trying to figure out if I can hire you.
I mean, people don't know. My daughter reminded me to do it, and I did it a few years ago, and then I'd forgotten about it. And then my daughter gave me a lecture, you can do this, Mom. So I did, and I called both of my companies, and I brought one to 11 and one to 9.
Very good, Ann. Thank you very much. It's a lesson for everybody. Ken in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ken.
Hi. I'm an artist, and I'm
And a musician, apparently. Yes, go ahead.
And I was. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I was convinced to put money into a variable annuity with the Hartford Insurance Company, from which I derive a small amount of income. And every time I call them, I get these very reassuring messages that the Hartford will continue to be solid and honor all its financial obligations. And I'm wondering, I know these are not federally insured monies, and they're in equities and bonds, and they're kind of diversified funds that they have them in. Now my financial advisor has told me to take all the other monies I have, what's remaining in my depleted IRA, and put them into another new insurance equity.
So your concern is that the insurance companies are going to run out of money be able to keep paying you the annuity. So Kathy Mann, Executive Director of the New York City Office of Financial Empowerment. That's a great title, by the way, the Office of Financial Empowerment. How long have we had that?
That's we just started December 2006.
Really?
Yes. So it's a relatively new office, and it couldn't have come at a better time, really. And Ken, I would say to you, one of the things that I would urge you actually to call our helpline, because I do think that there's a number of questions and a number of specifics to your case that we're going to want to make sure that a call taker can kind of work through with you. One of the things I do want to mention is that we have about 50 call takers who are answering the phones. We also have a number of experts at the helpline who are walking around. They are largely volunteers from the Financial Planners Association of New York who've just been fantastic. And we have some real good expertise on site. They will want to make sure that in talking through any kind of decisions where you're making a choice about where to shift money and how, that they get down all the facts and, you know, really sort of work through with you a number of options.
And what about, and Ken, thank you, insurance companies general. This is a whole, in general, this is a whole thicket of, you know, there is a whole thicket of financial products that they offer. And people are worried now, is my insurance company going to go out of business? Should I switch my life insurance to somebody else? Or with these annuities, how do people assess the insurance companies at the same time that maybe they're assessing the banks where they keep their money for their own solvency?
Well, I think it's a question a lot of people are asking, and we're hearing a lot in the on the phone-a-thon. You know, in part, I think people need to stay calm about their investments in the banks. The FDIC has it covered. They have moved their insurance from $100,000 to $250,000. And for most people, with even more than that, there are creative ways to make sure that your money stays insured. When it comes to the insurance companies, that's where, as Kathy said, I think a financial planner can help you think about what you might want to do. What you don't want to do is make a rushed or uninformed choice about moving money around. There can be significant consequences to moving money from one product to another. And so you do want to be careful.
My guests on WNYC are Jonathan Mintz, New York City Consumer Affairs Commissioner, and Kathy Mann, Executive Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment from within Consumer Affairs. They're doing a project this week with the Daily News and CUNY, and now here with us taking your phone calls. And we'll give you their hotline in a minute. They are taking personal financial questions all week, and we're hearing some of the examples of them from you at our phone number, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. But at the risk of confusing people, do you want to give out the phone number at your office that they – no, you want to do that later?
We can get the hotline. For now, they should give us a call now. But one thing I want to say is that beyond this week, you know, this hotline emphasizes the services of the Mayor's Financial Education Network. That is a compendium of essentially all of the free or low-cost providers of financial education and counseling services throughout the city. All of them are available year-round by calling 311. So the hotline really ramps up the services that people can get right away and make strategic referrals. But this help is out there all the time for New Yorkers. So we do encourage people to call and take that first step.
Nikki in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I am interested in whether it's possible to reconsolidate a student loan that's already been consolidated.
Well, that is another. I think again, that's going to depend upon the types of loan. So I'm going to also urge you, Nikki, to reach out to our helpline. In addition to the experts on site who are financial planners, we also have from CUNY a series of volunteers from their financial aid office, mm-hmm. and so they can talk to. And there's several experts who are specific. You know, with specific expertise on student loans and thinking through the different ways. There's a lot having to do with whether it's a subsidized or unsubsidized loan, mm-hmm. And you want to always make sure that you're maintaining your subsidized loans because those are obviously at much lower rates. So I think that's the perfect question, again, for the helpline, because you can actually talk to somebody, lay out all the different sort of aspects of when you consolidated last and what you're thinking of right now.
And another credit card question from Vincent and Warren. Hi, Vincent. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Credit card issues are just becoming out of control. It seems like we're taking from Peter to pay Paul, and I'm becoming very tapped out as far as my funds. I mean, my wife and I do very well together, but it's just, you know, you get to a point where you're just drowning because there's so much outlay, and I just want some advice as far as where to go. You know, I mean, we make a good income, but it just never seems to be enough, you know.
Yeah, Vincent, I think that's a great question. I think the first thing you want to make sure is that you aren't missing any of your payments. That gets you into trouble that you don't need, and it sounds like you're not quite there. But the other thing you want to do is take a look at those credit cards, figure out where the highest interest rates are, and either do what Ann did and negotiate them down or pay those off first. I think that's a really smart way to do it. And then start consolidating. Start, you know, keeping your credit in just one or two places so that you can manage it better and be aggressive, like some of the callers that we've heard today. Be aggressive about getting the best rate that you can for the credit that you need.
And here's a question from somebody who tried to negotiate and apparently didn't get anywhere, I think, from Waheed in Queens. Hi, Waheed. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
I am in a situation where I recently got laid off from my job. My mortgage on my house is a subprime mortgage. They sent me a letter claiming that in the next 2 months, my payment is going to increase another $250 more per payment. I called the bank and talked to them and asked them if they can work with me in renegotiating or at least freeze the payment. The answer I get from the person receiving the call was plain blank outright, we don't care. You can go foreclose on us and I don't care. You can lose your house, I don't care. I tell them, well, so that's your mentality and attitude of handling the situation. They said, sir, one more foreclosure wouldn't make a difference, and yours will not be the last.
You're not even a human being.
Yes.
You're just another statistic on their ledger sheet.
Exactly, and the bank that has the mortgage is City Residential Lending.
Kathy?
Well, thank you for that, Wahid, and I think this is a perfect example of when if you're out there negotiating on your own and you're not getting anywhere, that's a perfect opportunity for you to go somewhere for help. There is recently launched an initiative at the city level called the Center for New York City Neighborhoods. The Center for New York City Neighborhoods works with home ownership counselors throughout the five boroughs. You can reach that. You can reach one of those home ownership and foreclosure prevention specialists by calling 311. I think you're doing the exact right thing. You're trying to get on top of it before you start getting into arrears and start getting into delinquency. So I would say get in touch with, call 311, ask specifically for a foreclosure prevention or a home ownership specialist. They will get you in touch with a home ownership counselor who will work with you and has a little bit more leverage with the servicers of these loans. A lot of times what happens is that the person you're talking to doesn't even hold that loan. Sometimes these are sort of outsourced servicing agencies who really don't care whether or not, you know, the loan gets paid or not. They are getting their payment just by servicing the loan. So it's really important to get to home ownership counselors, and particularly when it has to do with potential foreclosure situation. You want to get to somebody who can sort of group together a number of people like you who are encountering this problem and can go directly to the lender and say, hey, you have a problem here, and we've got a problem in this neighborhood, and we need to get this addressed. So that's a perfect case to go for help.
Wahid, good luck. We have about a minute left. The lead local story in the New York Times today is about the rise in personal bankruptcies in New York. When is personal bankruptcy a good idea, and when is it a bad idea?
The short answer is it's a good idea at the end of the road. It really is a last resort. And there are bankruptcy specialists that can help people assess whether they really have reached that end of the road, but people should make no mistake. There are long-term consequences to filing for bankruptcy beyond the short-term easing of the debt. So people should consider it a last resort. But again, they should talk to specialists either through the helpline, through 311's, a financial education network specialists, who really can help you make that very significant decision.
And by the way, someone is calling to say that the guy who called about his annuities, that annuities are insured up to $500,000 in New York State. Are they not? Do you know? Don't know.
I'm not sure.
You'd have to check.
Yeah, we'll have to check.
Okay.
That would be
now give out your hotline number because for people
now that Brian is done.
That's right. Now you actually get to call the New York City Office of Consumer Affairs and Financial Empowerment.
Call the Your
if
Money.
You have other questions like this and need some help. So take down this phone number.
212-330-6505 or in Spanish, 330-6506. And if you forget, call 311.
So give it again,
212-330-6505, or in Spanish, 330-6506.
All right. Jonathan Mintz, Commissioner of the Department of Consumer Affairs. Kathy Mann, Executive Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment. I can tell from our phones that this has been so useful for so many people. Thank you for doing it.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
Great. Thank you.